on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a tough game at your place on Saturday with the top-ranked North Dakota State and come up a little short, 47-22, as you've gone back and looked at that one. Just give me your impressions on how your team played.
Well, I think, first of all, just, you know, my impressions on North Dakota State, they are, you know, exceptional. I mean, they're really big, really physical, really efficient, and really fast. I think their defensive line really was the initial difference in the game, their ability to apply pressure on our quarterback. And then their efficiency on offense with a new quarterback was really impressive. So I think they are every bit as advertised, and I was disappointed that our team didn't perform better and make it a more competitive game.
Knowing the competition you'll face in the CAA, what are you able to learn about your team from facing a team like North Dakota State?
Well, I mean, we're young, you know, and I do think that in that moment, a number of guys were forced to, you know, grow up and perform and kind of have that opportunity to be out there against the very, very best. And, you know, defensively early on, we did some things very well. You know, we ended up blocking a punt. We had a three and out and blocked the punt to start the game and got a safety to go up 2-0 and, you know, forced another punt there, had a long kickoff return. Just offensively, though, we were unable to move the ball, unable to sustain any drives. Our first possession was a interception on the third play. So you kind of did all the things that you can't do against a team that is as good as North Dakota State is. Now, you know, we came out there in the second half, and in particular in the late in the third and fourth quarter, and put together some really good drives and looked like we had some rhythm and some explosion and some consistency to our offense, but it was lacking for the first half and most of the third quarter.
You mentioned the block punt, which got you off to that great start. Something that you guys were able to see on film, or just a great individual play?
Well, maybe a combination of both. I think it really started with the idea that at the very beginning, we decided we were going to go after them and try to block a punt. We really wanted to do something early to try to gain some momentum in the game. And they covered really well. You know, they had a good operation. There was no real chink in the armor with the snapper or the punter. It's just kind of the style of punt they use. There's a couple things you can do against that style to try to get some pressure. So it was a decision we really made early in the week, and we worked hard all week to get it personneled right and get it executed right. And Luke Frederick blocked the punt. I mean, it was clean as can be. Braden Brose applied some pressure. Andrew Pawlowski, Matt Palmer. So that was good to see. The ball was rolling around in the end zone. I thought we had a chance to pick it up and maybe get a touchdown. But you know, again, to their credit, you know, they were never really rattled in the game, and we really never forced them to be all that uncomfortable. And that's what we really set out to do, try to put them in a, you know, a fourth quarter game, a 60-minute game where they had to perform at the end, make them uncomfortable, and we really never were able to get that done.
Offensively, Nolan Henderson saw some time in the Rhode Island game and was able to make some plays with his legs, but you went with him most of the second half, and he showed his ability to throw the ball, 9 of 12, 125 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. What did you like about his play in the second half?
Well, I think the biggest thing was you know, we weren't protecting the pocket. We weren't protecting our quarterback. And you know, so having a more mobile player back there created extended plays and maybe another out or two in terms of being able to make a play with his legs. So they were really collapsing the pocket. They were trapping Pat in there pretty good. So that kind of what led us to make that decision. And then, you know, Nolan's a great athlete, and he's got a bright future. He's a really talented quarterback, and And he's been performing well for us here every time we've had him out there.
Another guy who certainly had a nice game was Will Knight, 115 yards on just 8 carries, and also caught some balls out of the backfield. You obviously have some depth at that position with we talked about Andre Robinson a week ago. Just maybe some comments on Will's performance and what he can do for you.
Yeah, Will's, you know, he's got 4 years of eligibility, and he's going to really be a good player. And he's got the strength and the power, the lower body, the balance. He's got the acceleration, the explosion, the vision. He can catch the ball. You know, he's got a lot to offer, you know, and that was encouraging. And, again, I kind of go back, you know, as, you know, you watch the film and you're really counting 9, 10, 8, 7, you know, underclassmen out there, you know, on both sides of the ball for the majority of the game. And, you know, Nolan and Will are, you know, two of those guys that have really exciting futures here. And we're certainly excited about Will and his contribution and what he's going to be able to do for us here at Delaware.
Got a question from on Twitter from Colin, one of the Delaware fans, just asking about one of the things that you touched on in your comments about the slow starts the offense have had in the first three games, what you attribute that to, and how you might be able to fix that to come out firing on all cylinders against Penn.
Well, it's certainly a point of contention with us. We hadn't been scripting, you know, the start of the game. It's something that we've done in the past. You know, we hadn't done it yet this year, and we actually this past week went into that model where you kind of scripted the first 8-10 plays of the game and ran them all week long and utilized that system to start this game because we hadn't been starting very well. But, you know, we had no success with that, you know. So I think we're a little bit too predictable early on. I think that's something that, you know, allows the defenses to kind of, you know, hunker down and kind of play to our tendencies a little bit. And I think that's an area right there that we can focus on a little bit to create a better start to the game offensively.
Before I let you go, home game Saturday against Penn. Penn's first game, I know, I believe you've dealt with this a little bit in the past, having to face an opponent that hasn't played yet. How difficult is that from a preparation standpoint when you don't have a game film from this season to really look at?
It's interesting. I mean, I'd still rather be the team with three games under our belt. But having said that, you know, they have our film from the first three games, and they're certainly very well rested. And for us, you know, we have last year's film that, you know, is only so valuable. They have a new offensive coordinator. A guy came down from Monmouth. So we're kind of, you know, looking at Penn's offense from a year ago, Monmouth's offense from a year ago, kind of looking for some commonalities in there. Obviously, Coach Priori's got a really good program. He's got a very talented team, a very disciplined team. I feel he's got a veteran team coming back, and they have competed extremely well in that league and outside of that league. So we're certainly a team that needs to get back out on the field, you know, after this past weekend. And we're, you know, fortunate to have another home game here this week.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for your time today. Good luck on Saturday against Penn, and we'll talk again next week.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.